The lights will dim. That's it. That's the marvel. The lights dim. Of course, if that were all, there wouldn't be so many workers in the Windspear peering up at the Opera House chandelier. They're all trying to get the lights to do what they're supposed to do, which is basically go up and down, but to do it like no other chandelier.
Once again, everybody, chandelier test, going dark!
The Windspear chandelier is made of 318 acrylic rods suspended from individual cables. Each acrylic rod is more than 6 feet long and glows like a lightsaber. All of these glowing lightsabers form a huge cluster hanging in the auditorium. It's 50 feet tall and tapers down to just 25 feet above the stage. What the Windspear chandelier looks like is a meteor shower caught in midair, or the slow falling sparks from a skyrocket. In fact, if you're seated in Orchestra Row H, Seat 13, you're the target. Look straight up, and that mass of golden starlight seems as though it's coming down on your head. The way the chandelier suggests shooting stars is not accidental. Jeff Inman, project manager for the Windspear, explains.
It began from a book of constellation patterns that the architects liked, and when they conceived the dome ceiling, they wanted to do an artistic painting of a constellation pattern and use pinpoint fiber optics to create a starlight pattern.
Then came talks with lighting designer Claude Engel and tests with J.R. Clancy, a firm that specializes in stage rigging. The fiber optics were ditched in favor of the acrylic rods with LEDs or light-emitting diodes, and the lighting pattern is now derived from photos of stars taken by the Hubble telescope. There is, of course, a tradition of Opera House chandeliers, and some of these get hauled up before the show starts. That's what The Phantom of the Opera was all about. Chandelier goes up, chandelier goes down. But that's one chandelier, and that means one, maybe two hoists. For the Windspear chandelier to move, it needs 44 computer-controlled hoists. It's not until you're up on the catwalk above the ceiling that you appreciate the engineering involved. We're in what might roughly be called the Windspear's attic. It's as dusty and eerie as that might sound. Robert Degenkolb is in charge of installing the chandelier.
It kind of looks like a forest of steel. If you look all the way across, it's almost impossible to see what's on the other side of us.
That's because each of the chandelier's lights disappears into its own tube in the ceiling. That means, in addition to the jungle of cables and conduits already up here, there are 318 steel pipes, like tree trunks, 20 feet tall. And on top of them, a huge bird's nest of moving pulleys and cables and hoists.
Ready? Yep.
That's the sound of the hoists kicking in. Just before a show, the Windspear's entire chandelier will float up and retract into the ceiling. Peering up, the audience will see just the tips of the lights still visible. They'll look like a scattering of stars in the night sky. And they will twinkle. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.